Nick, I was thinking about that doctor, that information from Dr. Kobayashi in Japan.
Do you have any suggestions? Any homeopathic?
You're asking me for miracles, sweetheart. You cannot do anything about it. This is a very enlightened, insightful man. Sometimes we have to accept what comes down the line. I'm having to search a little bit, but I think I find him, and I think I find him with an invalid wife.
That's correct.
And an elderly person. And he does not mind. Remember that you once come onto this place, and a journey is sometimes very long and very hard. And you make arrangements to get yourself off. I don't see him struggling to remain. He will serve as long as he is able. And you must know that ones will heal themselves if it is important. And the rest of you have to learn to release it. It's not your business. And if he asks for help, he's already referred to God, and the call always compels an answer. And we cherish the friendship. Glad to have it.
Probably the reason Desiree is nudged about it is that he does have an excellent idea of adopt a legislature. And seeing that
there are... You mean like adopt a pothole? Well, let's hear it. I think we should do that.
Well, if we target some 400 of the 535 or so congressmen and senators for contact, that is a technique. Adopt a senator or a congressman that could be very effective. I think there is a movement beginning now to surface, and that is that we don't have time enough to replace our bad congress people with good congress people. We've got to do with what we've got.
Right.
And if we're going to move any legislation, we've got to do it with those guys that are in there, and the majority of them don't even know that they're bought by the Zionists.
And you really have to support the ones that are trying. You see, let's give Texas a little more credit. Gonzalez is trying.
So we have Graham and Benson in the Senate, which is terrible.
True.
Well, I'm sure you fellas keep better score than we do. We haven't been in that circle yet. I think though that there are reasons now why this group and other groups like it need to become focused. Yes.
This Warren Barrett is 70-some years old, and he ordered one of the copies of our journal sent to every senator and congressman in the state of North Carolina. So they all have it. So his suggestion is we get, of all the people that we're talking to on the radio and like yourself in the different states, adopt a certain one and just keep barraging them with the information coming from all the different ones in writing. Because it's like us writing a letter to a senator down in Texas, he's going to ignore us. But we get all the Texans that are behind us in each of these states going to our people in there and give them the list of the congressmen and senators there along with the information, then they can certainly keep hammering at them and trying to cause something. I think that's what he's getting at. Mm-hmm. It's a good suggestion.
Yeah, it feels to me.
It's the same type of thing we're doing. When I'm speaking on the radio all over, we get hundreds of phone calls from each of these cities or places like that. We're maintaining them at this point to set up lectures like appear so we can get these people informed and then get them activated in order to go ahead to get the Congress and the senators and all the other constituents out here informed of what's really going on. But we got a hammer. Mm-hmm. That's your gun that you talked about, hammering with a letter.
Personal contact in some many cases is more effective too.
If you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody that can get there.
Right.
If you know what you want to do, you can get it done. Well, Commander, I think I sense peace. I don't know, perhaps you have other thoughts.
Well, I think what you're sensing is that my spirit's gone to sleep. At least I'm not getting static.
Well, we've been here 3.5 hours.
Every time I get to thinking I'm important, she goes to sleep. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for being here.
I appreciate it.
Glad to have you here.
And the rest of you get to work.
You want to fatten it all up now.
Right. Yeah. Now I have to keep you little so that you can go on the stage. I love you, brothers.
Love you.
Please don't forget that. I don't want to forget to say it. It's just that I get very emotional. It's a very hard time. And I don't like seeing you ones go through what you're going through. I don't like seeing you hurt. I don't like seeing them get at your loved ones and rendering you feeling helpless. You're not alone. You have God on your side. I don't mean that rightly. And I'm honored to serve with you. Salud.
Thank you.